I'll introduce him. This is Rodney Pinsman, phenomenal furniture designer, entrepreneur, and furniture genius.
This is the famous Heatherwick, you must know, who designed buses and everything that doesn't move.
I studied on the furniture design course at the Royal College of Art, in which Rodney came and gave some tutorials on.
He was born when I was designing.
My redness is very obvious redness, in that I had the chance to work with Boris Johnson and the head of Transport for London on a new London bus. And we did have moments where people would sort of sidle up to me and said, "I know you're working on the bus. Is it going to be red?" We sort of thought, well, of course it's going to be red.
Perfect.
So there's a piece of redness outside this building.
So I designed a chair that's up on the side there, pressed metal punched chair with holes in it, which is a piece of history, 1971, still in production.
And something that we sat on as students at the Royal College of Art on the furniture design course.
And it's currently being used in a load of restaurants, including, what's his name, the guy that's rather, the man that advises on schools.
Heston. No, Jamie.
Jamie Oliver, that's the man.
In his chain. It's Italian one.
Which is quite interesting, because he thought it was new. He sketched it, saw it somewhere, sketched it on a doily, and then gave it to the design group and said, "Find this." I said, "How would you not know where it was? I mean, it's not a secret. It's in the V&A, by the way."
I find it interesting that there are huge quantities of chairs that have been made over the endless, vast. It's astonishing how motivated people are to keep doing more and more chairs. And in a way, I defy someone to take Rodney's chair and say, really, why is any one of those other ones, some of which have been produced very recently, within the last 40 years, why is that better? Why did you bother making another one? The one we did came out of an experiment, and it's a form of a rocking chair, which I don't think Rodney's one is a rocking chair.
Not yet.
There's something really wrong if that one is a rocking chair. So ours is a version of a rocking chair, so it's a bit different. So
what's interesting, as far as I'm concerned, because I also am a visiting professor at the Central St Martins, and my first thing to students when they come to my studio is date these pieces. Now, of course, most of them weren't even born. I mean, they're younger than Thomas here. But it's interesting that they can't. So I think that, to me, is a thing that design should not... You shouldn't say, "Oh, I know, that's 50s or 60s or whatever it is." It's important that if it transcends a decade or more, then it becomes timeless. So anyway, that's my message in life.